Very proud of our team. I thought we played great in the game, and what I love was the start of the game. I think we had special teams as well, and then we got a great stop on defense. Offense come out, established the game, took a long drive. We're backed up, handled that part of it, and then just took control of the game. Had a couple third downs we should have converted on offense, a second, third drive, and didn't, but then we got hot, moved the ball, started making throws and runs, and did a nice job in the game. Our defense did a great job at leveraging the football, tackling well in space, controlling the lines of scrimmage up front. The offensive line did a really good job. And I think situational football, we played well. And what I mean by that, controlling the line of scrimmage, running the football, converted third downs on offense, stopped them on defense, red zone on offense, had some nice third down conversions down there that they got us in, did a nice job defensively. When they got down there, we stiffened to give up the one big play. We had a guy slip in that situation. Unfortunately, we had one turnover, which we didn't want to have any, and just got to take care of the ball a little bit better in that situation. Thought we kicked the ball very well. Our special teams had a great field goal, a 52-yard field goal. As I said, I love our kickers. We snapped the ball well, caught all the punts, the kickoffs, did the things that fundamentally you worry about in the first game. You got substitutions for the most part in and out, and you always worry about that, especially with so many young players. Then when you get a lead, getting some of those young freshmen in that, you know, they ain't never been around, and getting those guys in and out and getting the game clock and 25 into the 40-second clock and things, and managed that very well. So overall, good win. Did what we had to do. Northwestern State came out and played very tough and very hard. They'll have a great team. Coach is a great guy. I've known him for a little while, and they'll do a great job. So very proud of our guys. Just got to get ready and heal up and get ready to go play Clemson next week.
On the questions? Right, third row, Gabe.
I go to see Travion for everything he's done with you guys in the leadership department, and as an example to come out here and get 204.
Well, it is. I mean, I didn't realize it at the time he did. I mean, we were making big plays when you're calling the game or doing it, but I knew we were moving it well on the ground. And, you know, it exemplifies what he did in the spring and what he did in the fall. That's the way he's approached everything. I mean, he's been a pro for us and a leader for us and done a great job.
To the left is Zach.
Jimbo, right here. Did Kellen accomplish everything you wanted him to in this first game?
I don't know if you ever accomplish. I'm never happy. He never accomplished everything for me, but I thought he did. What I loved, he managed the game, our protections. Even the sacks that we got sacked on weren't things that they should have been picked up. He was hot in getting the ball out on unprotected things. A lot of run checks, getting us in the right plays and the right looks. Well, allowed for a lot of those yards because decision-making, you always think of a quarterback throwing the football, but it's also the run checks and getting us in and out of the right looks in that regard too. So I thought he managed it well, made some nice plays with his feet, picked up some big third downs, big third down conversion to Buck, you know, on that one, and then one to Jace down there on the third and six in the red zone, and how they played it, stuck it in a nice window there. So I thought he played a very good football game and what he did.
Down front, Christy, then Brent, then Sam.
I know you've been coaching for a long time, but when you're at a new school, it's your first game. Are there any butterflies, or what was your feeling
always
going out there?
Always, when you go out and you want to make sure, you know, what have I left, didn't dot I's or didn't cross T's, or what have I left that I haven't done? You're always at checklist. But, you know, until you're breaking new ground in new places, and, you know, you got to go out there and still play and coach and do the things you have to do. So it's always, and I have butterflies no matter how long you're anywhere. I mean, just part of the game.
Brett?
Never happy, but were you happy with Jace Sternberger?
Yeah, play? I thought Jace did a nice job in the game. He made plays. You saw the athleticism, the catch after, you know, the ability to get vertical. And I think you'll even see Trevor. I think I'm anxious to get Trevor Wood going here next week, too, because he can do the same type of things. But I thought Jace was outstanding in the game. I really did.
Stay on right. Sam?
Jimbo, given the variety of things you guys threw out there offensively, how well do you feel like your guys executed, and did you guys get to do as much offensively as you wanted?
Well, there's still a lot more we got to do, but I think we were in a lot of different personnel groups. I thought we ran a lot of different types of runs, featured some different things in which we did, put some pressure on some different linemen and tight ends and things in a blocking game. And I tell you what else, our receiver, if you'll check that film, I think they blocked really well downfield, allowed some of those long runs too. I thought Damien, those guys, he had those guys blocking real well. Oz jumped out at me a couple times, but those guys all blocked really well downfield. So, you know, for the first game, it was a pretty nice night.
Front left, Travis.
What advantages does pistol give you as opposed to maybe under center in some of those?
Well, two things. When you got a guy like Kellen, then you can still use his legs. You still get the I formation run and the downhill run, but you still got the versatility of him pulling it and doing some of the things that really make him unique. We'll be underneath, and we'll be in the pistol, and we'll be in the offset I too. We'll be in all those things, and you know it allows you to use the quarterback's legs. We'll be, you know, like I said, we'll be under a lot too, but that pistol, you still get that downhill run. The back still gets the same angle, but then you also still get the ability to be in like the old, you know, what the shotgun was. So it can get the best of both worlds.
Ben, and then we'll go Justin in the back.
Jimbo, did the way that Kellen threw the ball from an accuracy level, Was that indicative of how he looked in the spring in the practice?
He's played pretty well. I mean, I've said all week he's been hitting things, making throws, third down throws, the holes he had to hit it in, and understanding, even when he comes off and knowing what he did. You know, like he said, he thought he had pressure on the one later when we had Oz down the sideline. He threw it on the run. He could have set his feet, and he knew that. He came off. He said, I thought I felt pressure backside. And you feel pressure. You don't ever see pressure. And other than that, but the most times he got the ball, even the first third down we had dropped, you know, in that situation, he hit some nice – like the one to Jace now, the throw down there on the goal line, both of them, the one before the half, the back shoulder on the vertical, and then the one that hit, the way he had to hit it in the hole by the coverage, we had worked a play, and he knew the timing and the rhythm of that. I was really pleased with, and for the most part it looked like in some nice third down throws and some tight windows, so I thought he played pretty well and was accurate.
Back left, Justin.
Coach, I know you've been preaching more physical football during fall camp, but you had two guys on the defensive side of the ball that went out because of targeting issues.
Yes.
Where's the fine line there, Coach, of making sure they don't back off?
Physical doesn't mean you target. I mean, you just got to see what you hit. I mean, that's just a fundamental mistake that we cannot have. And by two guys that, you know, they didn't want to do it on purpose. Those guys care and have had as good at camps as anybody. But it's still, you did it. You can't do that. We can't afford to lose those two guys. Those two guys right there are good football players. And hopefully that's a lesson we'll learn and we don't have to deal with that anymore. Because, listen, there's toughness. But, listen, toughness without intelligence and smart plays is wasted toughness. You know what I mean? And playing hard is one thing, but playing hard and smart is another. And that's how you win. And I don't think, again, those guys have had great camps, been great leaders, some of the best we've had. So hopefully they got that out of their system and we're ready to go.
Back right, back behind the lights, Coach.
Looking at your defense, holding them to nearly no rushing yards in the first half and then only a total of 21 for the entire game, what did you see out of them? Is that good for you? I know you.
Oh, that's
you're
really
never
good.
Happy.
And I said that in camp. Our front, our defensive front's done a great job. We've been running on offense, but in the second half of that thing, boy, they have stepped up and really fitting to run and playing things. And you got to be able to do that. And I'm very happy with our defensive front right now.
Time for a couple more. Okay, we'll go front Zach and then Mark.
Jimbo, you talked about Kellen being rushed on a couple of plays. Your overall takeaway from the offensive line's performance tonight?
Pretty well. I mean, ran for 500 yards. Not always. And when you say a quarterback gets hit, it's not always a line because tight ends and backs have a role in that thing too. But for the most part, they protected well. The communication was very well. And when they come off, what I loved, they could tell us what was going on. It was the same thing we were getting from up top. So they were recognizing looks, recognizing things and what was happening, whether it was a twist game or a stunt game inside of the blitzes and how they were mixing them. And I thought they had a very solid performance.
We'll go second row left, Mark, and then Sam.
Coach, you got an opportunity to get all four of your freshman backs in
yes.
tonight, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about their respective
performances. Yeah, I mean, I really liked – I mean, you got Jayshon going right off the bat, and he made some nice runs. You can see his athleticism and how fluid he is. He runs the football. Big Vernon, I mean, for a big guy that's 230-some pounds, his ability, agility – and then create power. I mean, he can make you miss as he does. He's a big body. Now, unfortunately, he carried that ball a little low one time, but he ran hard, man. He can make the plays. They all got good hands. And then Charles Strong gets in the game, makes a run or two. And then Prince, you can see the explosiveness of those guys. I like all those guys. And then you know in this league, the way you run the football, you have to have a multitude of backs in what you're doing. And I was very pleased with their performances.
Third row right, Sam.
I don't know if I've ever had four freshmen, true freshmen backs get to play in one game. That made me think of that. Wow.
After calling a game tonight with both of them, how do you comfortable do you feel about throwing a variety of things at your two young quarterbacks?
I do, a lot. I feel very comfortable. Then what the communication back and forth, and when they were coming off too, when they made mistakes, could tell you what they did, what the look was, what the defense was, what the front was, the coverage. We're very intuitive about what was going on in the game. Weren't, as I say, seeing ghosts. You know what I'm saying? And I felt very comfortable with that. And I think we know as we can start to open this thing up and keep going, and we can have some fun.
Go far left, second row, and then Justin, you'll wrap us up.
Jimbo, you know, you've coached some great running backs, obviously, in your day. You know, Devonta Freeman, Dalvin Cook, guys like that. What does Travion bring to the table that's a little bit different, and do you think that he has the talent to play at the next level?
Well, I think everybody's different in their own way. They're unique in their own way. But what Travion does, he's great. He's got great acceleration. All the great backs, everybody talks about speed, but it was just great. But acceleration, an ability to change direction, change his pad level, stick it, runs with great pad level, sees very well, can see the backside cut, the front side cut, and then can catch the football. And of course, he blocks too. But, I mean, he's just a natural runner with the football, and I definitely think he can play the next level.
Staying in the left, Justin, you'll wrap us up.
Coach, knowing what's coming next week, I know, obviously, you took the ball right down and scored on your first possession. I was wondering, during those two or three possessions that followed where you weren't getting anything going, how did the guys kind of handle that adversity, so to speak, there?
They did well. The second one, if I'm not mistaken, was we just dropped a third down pass. I can't remember the third one, what happened. I don't remember exactly what happened off the top of my head. I have to think about that. Usually I do. But, you know, they did. They went over and made the adjustments and kept their poise. They didn't bother them. And then, of course, they came right back and made plays. So was very happy with that and didn't get frustrated and then come back and execute.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much. We'll get the
Thank you all very much, guys.